You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Our goal in this series is that we will be strengthened, we will be encouraged, even in the midst of difficult circumstances in our lives. When things don't make sense, when we don't understand what's happening to us, pag ang mga nangyayari sa atin, hindi natin naintindihan. When we become a victim of injustice or politics, when you're the one who is doing right in a group, when you're the one who is fighting for what is right, when you're fighting or correcting some abuses or malpractice or corruption, and you're the one still being criticized or persecuted, what will you do? Anong gagawin natin kung ikaw nang gumagawa ng tama, ikaw pa ang napagtutuunan, ikaw pa ang nilalabanan, ikaw pa yung napagkakaisahan. When we don't understand what's happening, when your faith is being weakened by a series of calamities or crisis, kayo na biktima ng pagnanakaw injustice, when you're in a different situation, when you are in a desperate situation and there seems no immediate available answer around you, what will you do? Sino po yung tatawagan nyo pag kayo nagigipit? No, is it your best friend, your parents, or your Victory group leader? Sino ang tatawagan natin? You know, superheroes are good to watch, but they are not real. No, hindi ka pwede mag-pray kay Spider-Man o kay Batman. No, hindi sila totoo. Kahit si Thor, no, kahit may malaki siyang martilyo, hindi mo siya pwedeng tawagan para mag-house repair sa bahay nyo. Diba? And there's only one real superhero, no, and that's Iron Man. Ayan. Kilala nyo ba yan? Ayan, mamaya, after the service, pwede kong ibulong sa inyo kung gusto nyo malaman kung sino yan. No? Ha? Kamukha ko ba? Ayan. Si Iron Man yan. It's only the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Lord Jesus Christ, who can hear us, who can feel us, who can understand us. And that's why He's the only one who can save us, deliver us, protect us, and provide for us. And but sometimes we don't understand what's happening. And so we have this series on Habakkuk. Kaya ano pong gagawin natin pag tayo nauuhaw? What will you do when you're thirsty? Habakkuk. Ayan, no? Habakkuk. Ayan. May librong Habakkuk eh. No. So, 3 chapters. First week is when I don't understand. No? The prophet Habakkuk does not understand the things that are happening around him. And so, he questions God. Why are you, Lord, permitting these things to continue? And so, he's questioning God's justice or fairness in managing this world. And God replied to him. So we'll look at that today. And then next week is when it takes too long. No, God has an answer, but sometimes it takes too long. Matagal maghintay, pero parating na yung sagot ni Lord. And then on week 3, when bad things happen. When Habakkuk, even though bad things happen, he still offered a prayer, a praise, a song of praise to God. And madali po mag-party, mag-celebrate pag may birthday, may graduation or anniversary. But Habakkuk rejoiced even in the midst of impending calamity or invasion by a cruel country. And so today, we'll look at Habakkuk chapter 1. By the way, who is Habakkuk? Sino ba si Habakkuk? He was a prophet in the southern kingdom of Judah. You know, when King Solomon, after the time of King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was split into half. The northern kingdom, composed of 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom, Judah and Benjamin. And so, Judah, yung northern kingdom pala, is na-invade at na-conquer ng Assyrian Empire in 722 BC. So, tinangay sila. They were exiled in Assyria, 722 BC, never to return again. So, hindi na sila nakabalik. whereas the southern kingdom were conquered by the Babylonian Empire. And this prophecy by Habakkuk was several years before Judah, the southern kingdom, was conquered by Babylon. And Habakkuk, his name comes from the Hebrew word habak, which means to embrace. So his name means ardent embrace, no? Mahigpit na yakap. Why did he? And his name is significant because according to commentators, he embraced, he surrendered to the will of God, no? He clung, siya'y kumapit sa Diyos kahit sa gitna ng crisis, sa gitna ng malaking problema na nakikita niya. And so today we'll look first at the first part of chapter 1, the prophet's cry, yung panaguhoy ng propeta. In verse 2, it says, Habakkuk called unto God, "How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save?" He's crying out to God for help, no? Humihingi siya ng saklolo kay Lord. And he is sounding this alarm because he is seeing the widespread wrongdoing, the misery, the destruction, the violence, the moral corruption in his country. And Habakkuk wanted to know why God has allowed all these bad things to happen in the land of Judah. And in the word violence here, the Hebrew word is hamas, it occurs 6 times, no, in this short book. And it means more than just physical brutality. Hindi lamang to pananakit ng kapwa, kundi doing more harm and injury and causing death in the lives of people. Di ba, marami pong violence dito sa ating bansa, no? Lalo na tuwing election. Di ba, meron nga akong kaibigan na missionary sa Nepal, he came from the island of Masbate. And he told me, "Pastor Winston, the island of Masbate is shaped like a gun." No? And during elections, there are lots of violence in that province. At marami ring violence, hindi lamang sa tuwing election, no? Even in schools, no? In fraternities, diba? Yung mga pag-initiation, diba? Pinapadel, binubugbog, and many sometimes namamatay pa yung mga ini na nagsumasalang sa initiation. Whereas violence in the home, diba? Because of yung may mga binubugbog na asawa pag nag-aaway, no? Maraming naghihiwalay. Saan pa maraming violence? Alam ko sa Pastor Earl, sa orchestra, maraming violence, di ba? Mga tumutugtog. Violence. Di ba pala yan, violence. Even sa highway, no? Marami pong wayward bus drivers. Kailan na nabalitaan nyo ba yung UP professor na napatay na dahil yung taxi niya ay nasalpok ng isang wayward bus driver. And that's what's happening to Judah at that time. And also in verse 4, it says there that the law is paralyzed and justice is perverted. So the law is paralyzed. Ang salita ng Diyos ay hindi makakilos. No, even though they have the Word of God, the book of the law was discovered, the scroll of the Old Testament was discovered during the time of King Josiah. But yet, the lives of the people are not being changed. No, they are still not obeying the Word of God. Parang sa Pilipinas, maraming Biblia sa Pilipinas. The Bible is being sold in bookstores, but yet people are not reading and obeying the Word of God. The law is paralyzed, and justice is perverted. The Bibili ang justicia. The law is being twisted, no? And justice is only for the rich. Money talks in the courts. Meron nga isang judge sa Makati na umaten ng Victory Weekend sa Fort, Victory Fort 2009. Pastor Joseph Bonifacio was counseling her, and she was accused of corruption because she doesn't want to play the games, no? Ayaw niya makisama. Kaya sino pa yung inosente, siya yung sa pa yung napolitika, no? And that's why we can't expect every prayer, every problem to be solved immediately. And that's why Habakkuk was asking God, does God see all this? Is God concerned about us? And that's why we have to cry out to God, no? When things are when bad things are happening, pag di po natin naiintindihan, pag tayo nakakaharap ng malaking problema, when you're facing a big challenge, just cry out to God and pray and pour out your emotions to Him. Come boldly to the throne of grace with confidence so you can receive help in your time of need, according to Hebrews 4:16. And so how did the Lord answer Habakkuk? Let's look at the Lord's reply. No? Second section is God's answer, the Lord's reply. Habakkuk 1:5-7, verse 9, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Verse 9, they all come intent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like a sand. Sabi ni Lord kay Habakkuk, masdan mo, no? At ang mga bansang nakapalibot sa iyo at mamamangha ka, magugulat ka sa makita mo. And God's answer to Habakkuk was somewhat surprising to Habakkuk, no? You will not believe if I tell you what I'm about to do, sabi ni Lord kay Habakkuk. I'm raising up the Babylonians, a cruel people. That sila ay kinakatakutan. No? They are a law to themselves. And so Habakkuk was asking God, bakit mangyayari ito? Ang bansa nga na yung puno na ng violence, ng karahasan, and then a violent nation, a cruel nation, will come and invade us and punish us. No, God's answer, God's reply seems illogical or so incredible to Habakkuk. And sometimes we Filipinos also answer like that, diba? Sometimes, minsan mga sagot ng Pilipino ay hindi tugma, no? Kahit na maayos yung tanong, diba? Hindi tama yung sagot, no? Anong examples doon? Pagtatanungin mo, kumain ka na ba? Sagot, busog pa ako. Diba? Okay, tatanungin mo, nandiyan ba nanay mo? Bakit po? Tatanungin din, no? Pag tinanong mo, anong oras na? Sasagot sa'yo, maaga pa. Okay. Okay, at tanungin mo, paano mo ginawa yan? Oh, matali lang. Tanong ng teacher, okay, tatanungin mo, bakit wala ka kahapon? Sa klase, kasi absent ako. Nasagot, no? Absent. Ito, pag tinext mo, may usapan kayo, magkita kayo sa SM o sa Robinson, nasan ka na? Ang sagot, malapit na, wait lang. Yeah. Malapit na. So God's answer to the prophet, if I told you, you wouldn't even understand. Di mo maintindihan that I will raise up an arrogant, a cruel, feared people, the Babylonian Empire, to punish the nation of the land of Judah because they have forgotten me. They have neglected the law. They have disobeyed me. And so Habakkuk cannot see the justice of God, why he will use a wicked nation, a cruel nation, to punish a corrupt nation. Kaya po nung 597 BC, several years after this prophecy of Habakkuk, no, ay nilusob po ng Babylonian Empire, ng Babylonian army, ang Jerusalem. The temple was burned and destroyed. In 586 BC, people in Judah were exiled. Sila po ay tinangay sa Babylon, no? In the Middle East, in Iraq. And so, why did God do this? Violence as an answer to violence, a corrupt nation being invaded and conquered by a cruel empire? We will answer that next week as we go to chapter 2 of Habakkuk. Okay, kaya next attraction po yan. Next week. But there's a purpose to that. The third section is the prophet's complaint. The prophet Habakkuk is asking God questions in a form of a complaint. Verse 12 and 13, he asks, "Are you not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We will not die. You, O Lord, have appointed them to judge, and you, O Rock, have established them to correct. Your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you cannot look on wickedness with favor. Why do you look with favor on those who deal treacherously? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they?" So Habakkuk is questioning God with a complaint, with a complaining mood. And sometimes we also have questions that we think we should ask God. No? May mga tanong tayo sa isipan natin. Why is there so much evil and suffering in this world? Why bakit ako napasama? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why did my parents got separated? There are some questions that we have, sometimes we'd like to ask. Bakit nalugi yung business ko? Na tinayo? Na business na bilo-bilo, bulalo at biko sa bilao. No? Maganda pa naman yung pangalan, hindi pumatok. No? BBB. Habakkuk had a problem with God. The prophet doesn't fully understand some things. He doesn't understand why God doesn't seem to care for his people. Bakit mo pinapabayaan kami? Why God seems not doing much even if he could? And why God seems unfair with what he is doing? Do you feel like that sometimes? No? Natutulog ba ang Diyos? Natanong mo? Napapakanta ka? Mag-isa habang naliligo? Or sa quiet time mo? Diba? Bakit, Lord, nangyari ito sa buhay ko? There's a blind religious faith that says, "I can't question God, I'll just accept what the church is indoctrinating me." No, meron pong blind faith na basta na lamang tinatanggap ang kung ano man ang sabihin ng religious leader nila sa kanila. Tanggap lang ng gap without consulting and checking what the Bible really says. That's why we encourage you to read and bring your Bible para so you can check, verify, and examine the scriptures. And there's also another extreme, the agnostics and atheists. "I don't understand God. I don't understand the Bible. And that's why I don't believe in God." So sila naman, unbelief. Yung isa, blind faith, isa, unbelief. The atheist and agnostic. When we don't understand, we can ask God questions. We can verify, we can boldly come to God, just like Habakkuk. And there are prayers like this in the Bible. There are complaints. You know, there are people who pour out their emotions. The book of Psalms, the prophet Jeremiah also did those kind of prayers. Why? Because God knows how we feel when things don't go our way. No, naintindihan ni Lord na we feel natin pag hindi natin nakukuha yung gusto natin. No? Bakit hindi ko nakuha yung first honor? Second honor, sa akin lang kumokopya yan. Diba? Mas matalino pa ako dun. O kaya, bakit nakuha niya yung mas maraming award? Bakit siya napiling MVP sa sports fest? Okay, ako ang mas maraming na-shoot. Pinapasahan ko lang siya. No? O yeah? Diba? Kino-compare. Sometimes we compare ourselves. May questions tayo. But this is what Habakkuk did. Habakkuk 2, verse 1. "I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint." Okay, so si Habakkuk, no? He stationed himself at his prayer room, no? Sa prayer station niya. Do you have a place to pray in your house? Meron ba kayong lugar where you can pray and seek the word of God and seek the Lord? Maybe you can go to the prayer mountain. Sino po sa inyo nakapunta na sa prayer mountain sa Antipolo? Okay. Sa pa ba malapit na prayer mountain, Pastor Earl? Dito sa tuktok ng Robinson, pwede rin kayo mag-pray, ano? Victory, tapat lang yan. Oo, mataas. Pero we have, that's why we have prayer meetings, ano? Every Thursday. Diba? You can pray here and intercede and pray with us. And also, if you have a victory group, no? Pag sa victory group kasi, you can pray for one another. Pwede kayo magpalakasan, you can encourage one another. And the Bible says, if two or three are gathered together in the name of Christ, God is in their midst. And so, the prayer of agreement is very powerful. And so, that's what Habakkuk did. No? God is not threatened. God is not insecure with our questions. So, it's okay to pour out our concerns to Him. And Habakkuk said, I will stand and I will watch, even if I don't understand. I will surrender my life to your will, Lord. So he surrendered his life. He trusted God. He gave himself. He poured out his concerns, his emotions to God. But yet, he did not abandon his faith. No? Hindi siya nag-backslide. Habakkuk did not turn away his back from God, even in the midst of his questions, uncertainties, and complaints, no, he still persevered. He still persisted and trusted God. Sometimes, when driving through the mountains, you can see what's beyond the mountain. Sino po sa inyong nakapag-drive na paakyat sa Baguio, sa Cannon Road? Diba? Pag paakyat kayo sa Cannon Road, all that you can see is the mountain beside you. Yun lang ang nakikita nyo. You cannot see Baguio City right away. No, dahil natatakpan siya ng bundok. And so that's the same way with us. Sometimes we can only see the present circumstances. Nakikita natin yung sa ngayon lang, May 2011. Nangyayari sa ngayon. We still can't see what will happen next year or 5 years after or 10 years after this. But God, the all-knowing, omniscient, everlasting God, He knows. He sees all things. And that's why he says that all things, in Romans chapter 8, all things will work together for good for those who love God. If you love God, all things will work together for your good. Those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. And so, God knows everything. He can see the whole horizon. He can see what's in front of you, not just beside you. And that's why the main point what we're sharing today is this. When we don't understand, just trust God. Okay, sabi mo sa katabi mo, just trust God. Okay, pag hindi mo intindihan, no, magtiwala ka sa Diyos. And so trust, there's a reason for everything God is doing. And someday we will know why those things happen. Okay. Alam nyo ba na yung victory, dapat ang tinatarget ng victory ay yung nasa kabilang side ng fifth level. Ngayon, furniture shop na, no? Dati, yun ang unang prospect, inaay ng victory. But it didn't happen. No? Dito tayo, napadpad. No? Which is bigger, wider for precious people like you. When we don't understand, just trust God. Trust is anchored in something. No, pag nagtitiwala ka, it means you know the person or the thing you're putting your trust. Like this chair, I'm putting my trust because I know it can support my weight. When you trust God, that means you know who God is. You know His character. You know His nature, His qualities. And the prophet Habakkuk in verse 12 reminded himself, he saw the Lord as the everlasting God. The eternal God, no beginning and no end, everlasting, from eternity to eternity, the Holy One. That means everything that God does is based on holiness, righteousness, and justice. And He is the rock, the immovable rock, unchanging God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why the Holy God, the everlasting God, the unchanging God, cannot do anything wrong. Hindi po siya magkakamali. It's impossible for God to do anything wrong, because He's everlasting, He's holy, and He's unchanging. And that's why we can never completely understand God's ways, but we can fully trust God's will. We can never completely understand God, but we can fully trust Him. When we don't understand, let's continue to come to the Lord, pray, and trust Him. You know, the ultimate expression of injustice is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered violence at the hands of Roman soldiers. He was accused of blasphemy, of accused of rebellion, accused of setting up his own kingdom, being a king. And here's what Paul said in Acts chapter 13, which is a quotation from Habakkuk. "Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through Him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses. Take care that what the prophets have said does not happen to you. 41, look, you scoffers, wonder and perish, for I am going to do something in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you." The Apostle Paul is warning the Jews that don't perish in your unbelief. No, that's here's a quotation from Habakkuk chapter 1, because through Jesus there is forgiveness of sins because of what Jesus has done at the cross. He, the ultimate and supreme expression of suffering of and injustice, is found in Christ. No? He came in weakness. He experienced violence, but He brought salvation out of injustice and violence. And that's why when we don't understand, let us trust God. Don't walk away from God. There's only one who fully understands, and He is Jesus Christ. At the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed, "Not my will, but your will be done." And so when we don't understand, let's fully entrust our lives to God. Dark times can come to us, but we can stay strong in our faith, put our trust in Him.